Liszt was well aware of the difficulty of his music and of his own crusading spirit. In 1860, he wrote, and I quote, "If, when I had settled here in Weimar in 48, I had wanted to ally myself with the posthumous party in music, to share in its hypocrisy, to embrace its prejudices, nothing would have been easier for me because of my previous ties to the bigwigs of that school. I should certainly have won more consideration and courtesy from the outside world. The same newspapers that have taken it upon themselves to heap on me a mass of stupidities and insults would have outdone each other in praising me to the hilt. But such was not to be my fate. My conviction was too sincere, my faith in the present and future of art too fervent and firm for me to be able to put up with the empty formula of our pseudo-classicists who do their utmost to proclaim that art is being ruined," unquote. The music Liszt wrote there in Weimar certainly did bring a world of critical hurt down upon his head, which begs an important question. Were Liszt's critics right? Was he, as they claimed, a phenomenally great and successful pianist who somehow managed to convince himself that he was also a composer, someone who was only at his compositional best when arranging and adapting and paraphrasing other composers' music to the piano? Was Liszt so supremely confident of his own gifts and his own vision that he deceived himself into believing that his hackneyed attempts at compositional originality were something more than a simple inability to do things the right way? Well, were Liszt's critics right? No, Liszt's critics were not right. The Transcendental Etudes, the B minor sonata for piano, the Faust Symphony are masterworks of the first order. So why the unrelenting criticism of Liszt the composer, criticism that continues to this very day? Well, firstly, for every great piece of music Liszt composed, there are 10 not-so-great pieces, and they were all released to the world at large. Liszt turned out a phenomenal amount of music, and it would seem that he rarely had a first idea he did not like. Now, of course, this is part and parcel of Liszt's artistic doctrine. If I feel it, I must write it, and I must write it as I felt it. His conviction that music was completely and utterly legitimate if it sprang from genuine and honest feeling. Whatever I write is good because my feelings are pure. Unfortunately, the only composers I can think of who could truly get away with that attitude were Johann Sebastian Bach and Wolfgang Mozart. The rest of us have to exercise some sort of editorial restraint. We must exhibit self-criticism. We must be willing to cut, or as Brahms liked to say, to let the extraneous notes fall under the table. I don't think Liszt let very many notes fall under the table. What does this mean? It means that when he was on, Franz Liszt wrote some of the most compelling, passionate, and frankly glorious music ever composed. But when he was not on, and excepting Bach and Mozart, no one is on all the time, well, there's a lot of not-so-very-good Liszt out there. We, today, have had 150 years to filter and sort through Liszt's music, whereas his contemporaries were hit with the entire Liszt oeuvre seemingly all at once. Secondly, Liszt was a victim of his own success. Many members of the musical community were nauseated by the Listomania that swept across Europe during his years on the road, by the tawdry music he performed for screaming, swooning audiences, by the clanking medals on his chest and the extravagant life he led. For many of his colleagues, it seemed that Liszt had betrayed his genius, that he had lowered the great and fine art of music to the level of a traveling circus. Felix Mendelssohn spoke for many when he said that Liszt's character was, quote, "a continual alternation between scandal and apotheosis," unquote. The violinist Joseph Joachim, who had once been Liszt's concertmaster there in Weimar, referred to Liszt's orchestral works as, quote, "those stunted weeds," unquote. At the most extreme end was Clara Schumann, her diary entry written the day after Liszt's death in 1886 reads, and I quote Clara, He was an eminent keyboard virtuoso, but a dangerous example for the young. As a composer, he was terrible, unquote.